The dialect of Oral, Lancashire. Samuel Cadman, aged 82, a retired nail maker, recorded by Elaine Wilson in September 1959.
The Ishmael chap comes from there. He was a bit of a character. He used to go and chat to me when he never need. We were talking about nailers. He used to have an idea, he says that. He says, after a flood, he said, I think Noah's Ark let the top brew his meal there. He was picturing it because it goes down to the sea, didn't you see? I said, oh, I could do, Tom. I said, let's see what he said. I said, there's no other of these old folks them on their time. He says, no, it was only my imagination. I says, no, I'd eat his nails who were for me, would make Theracon. Well, he says, well, not so for that, he says, I thinks they made nails of Staffordshire with me no form of her. But he wouldn't say they couldn't. So it was going back a good way on, but he... I know there used to be another chap across here. We always called him Billy Deborah. Pennington his name was. And he was a bootmaker. And his sister used to go around with green groceries. Well, he kept pulling me, as soon as he worked on this side of the fireplace, he kept his pulling to the side. I says, Billy, I said, if fireman comes, nuisance among them, you know, the Ariel. I said, if I'm forward, keep him pony, they smell him, they work at it. Oh, well, he said, I'll thought about it. He said, I'll stay someone ready for him if he comes. I said, well, I'll tell him. Oh, he said, well, he says, nailers, they can keep ponies and donkeys in the smithers ever since flood. So he said, it's nothing new. Well, I don't think anybody ever bullied him, you know. But he kept pulling it, smelly. And then there was an old fella who used to work up next smithy to us, up Toad Lane, we called the Foundry Yard. And he was telling me one day, he said, oh, we're courting my aunt, that was his wife. And they lived at Tow White House, you remember Tow White House, just in front of the chapel. And he said that, we was up to the door chatting one night. I was going back down. And before our Tow Chapel was built, there were some smithies there, and they were rooker clinkers up against the wall, but they divided the black horse. And he said, I said some what? Go out to East Linkers and then vanish away, lad. it would be a cat or someone to sort, you know. Who says, did say that? He said, ah. We went front. So he said, we just opened the door and went in and shut the door and he says, go neat. Left me there. Well, I says, no, I says, oh, he said. Well, he said, we live down the square. And I went down the square, I was going home. When I get in Paul Road down the square, he said, a four-door summit. He said, nearly all nailers kept a donkey these days, but they used to turn them out since they're eight at night. Someone used to smoke grey moss. So he said, when I fall, I could feel nothing but you, he says, you know, her. So he said, we aren't well stocked. There he said, he was a donkey, they landed down in the middle of the square and he was asleep, you know. He wouldn't bring me out. He said, I run out of me a punch and punch it up. It would be a frightening experience, well, after this other bit, you know, before, you see. And that was where they carried on.